Artificial intelligence is rapidly expanding throughout Australia's economy, and that means the federal government has to decide how it'll manage it into the future. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has now delivered a major speech outlining the government's response, and he says AI is here to stay.
The fact that we cannot stop change does not render us powerless. Far from it. Our power, our agency, our choice lies in embracing change and shaping it.
So what does the government hope to do? Mr. Albanese has unveiled plans to establish a set of national standards for AI.
We cannot revisit this issue after companies have built whatever they want, wherever they want, and try to then reopen negotiations. This is our time to decide what AI looks like here in Australia.
Key among the proposed new standards, requirements around resource use by new data centres.
We'll create a legal obligation for the next generation of large-scale data centres to underwrite new power supply, to pay their full share of grid connection so no costs are passed on to homes or businesses. Our rules will require data centres to minimise their water use, to maximise their energy efficiency, and pay for any additional water infrastructure that is required.
The Greens and Greenpeace have called for a moratorium on new data centre builds until those rules are in place. But that's not the only takeaway. Mr. Albanese declared protections for the creative industries are on the way too.
No company should use Australian books, music, art or news to build or train AI without the artist's control. And that includes the artist's control of the price and value of their work. Anything less is theft.
To develop and enforce the plans, an Office of AI will be created inside the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet to coordinate work across the government. Greens Senator David Shoebridge lashed the speech for failing to respond to community concerns.
What the Prime Minister has offered today is a single door in his office, no additional statutory powers, no additional resources, but a door that the big tech industry can knock on to get what they want. That is not going to deliver the protections Australians have been asking for.
Aaron Violi is the Coalition spokesman for the digital economy and also questioned the plan.
We need more clarity from the government around what the legislation is. Is it focused on data centres or is it looking at the rollout and implementation of artificial intelligence across the community?
Mr. Albanese will seek agreement on the proposed new standards from states and territories at a national cabinet meeting next month and hopes to legislate by early next year.